You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Tariffs. Tariffs by the Trump administration and the Biden administration on the People's Republic of China. This report from NBC News. To boost solar, President Biden looks the other way on potential Chinese trade violations. Subhead, the president's move to prohibit new tariffs on the solar panels also took the teeth out of an investigation by the Commerce Department that was required by law. Gordon, you want to translate all this? Because this is heavy, geeky language. Good day to you, Gordon.
Good day, John. This is one of President Biden's biggest gifts to China and one of his most devastating blows to American industry. What happened here is that President Biden on Monday gave China 24 months of tariff-free importation into the U.S. of goods. This Commerce Department investigation was instituted by a small American solar panel company, Auxin Solar. And essentially what it says is that China has been violating U.S. tariff law by making solar panels in China, transporting them, transshipping them to places like Vietnam, and then having Vietnam ship them into the U.S. as made in Vietnam. Now, even though everyone knows this is going on, the Biden administration didn't act, and now China will be able to do this for 24 months, and this will hurt the American solar panel industry, even though the Biden administration is going to use the Defense Production Act to try to encourage American production of items. Nonetheless, this hurts the U.S. And hurts it badly.
So this is accomplished, correct, Gordon? This is not does not require Congress to move or any other comment by any other executive branch.
Correct. But President Biden's action can be challenged in court as illegal, as an abuse of power, as improper use of the Defense Production Act.
We welcome Jonathan Bass, CEO of PTM Images. He's on the Pacific Rim, the East Coast of the Pacific Rim, commenting from his advocacy for onshoring and what this tariff change means for the effort to bring home the sourcing of American industry and its colleagues. Jonathan, is this a setback or had you expected this? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So there's a bunch of issues to cover on it. One is the dog whistling of the Biden administration that they're going to be opening China back up. The flip-flopping attitude doesn't allow the boardroom to actually set a mandate to plan against the headwinds that are coming forward. So the flip-flopping gives them a reluctance to make a move, whether to invest capital at an expensive rate right now, because it's gone up almost double, into plants and manufacturing to address the supply chain issues. So that's one. Two is if what this is meant to do is be a green energy or green movement, the impact of the pollution on bringing in container ships from China into the United States or globally accounts for the equivalent of 780 million cars equals 15 container ships. So the largest 15 container ships dump as much pollution into the environment as 780 million cars. So if we electrify all of these vehicles and we still have to transport or solar panels, we still have to transport all these by sea, the impact to our environment is in the inverse of what they're trying to do.
Gordon, you have a question for our colleague.
Jonathan, you mentioned the dog whistle, and this goes, I imagine what you're saying is that this goes beyond just solar panels. What this says is to American importers, that they can continue to source in China, because the Biden administration, beyond solar panels, is going to relieve costs on the importation of goods made in China. Did I hear that correctly?
Correct. And what they're trying to say, and what we're hearing, is that with a normalization of relationships between China, everything will go back to the way it was. Freight will go back to the way it was. Tariffs will be eliminated. Everybody will kiss and make up and move on. And low-cost slave labor will be accessible to American corporations in the future.
You have made very clear that your intention is to move your sourcing to other countries besides China. I'm remembering Mexico. There is a Summit of the Americas ongoing right now in Los Angeles. The president is greeting leaders of South America and Central America. Some did not attend. But in any event, onshoring always seemed attractive if you bring it to the new world, because the transportation routes and also everything in the OAS could use a boost from the American consumer. Is that conversation going on at the Summit of the Americas or anywhere else, Jonathan?
We wrote a piece on migration about 2 years ago. It said, if we invest into our neighbors of shared values and our neighbors, our largest trading partners south of the border, it would give these people an opportunity to go to work rather than have to trek across the country for food. Birds migrate for food, fish migrate for food, and people migrate for food. And so we need to look at how do we incentivize not just 10 or 15 companies to make investments into countries south of the border, but how do we invest small business to move their manufacturing into Latin America so that we shorten the proximity of the distance of manufacturing to the consumer and therefore reduce its global impact on the environment.
Gordon, you have a question.
Jonathan, you mentioned slave labor. A number of the solar panels that are produced in China are made in the region that Beijing calls Xinjiang and that the local Uyghurs call East Turkestan. There are allegations, not yet proved, but there are allegations that some of these solar panels are made with forced or slave labor. Despite what President Biden did on Monday, waiving the tariffs, is it possible for instance, American companies to try to go to court to prevent the importation of products made with forced labor, including the solar panels that are subject to the 24-month waiver?
There was a case that I think it was on ConAgra and Nestle on slave labor in harvesting cocoa for chocolate. And it was actually an unfavorable response to slave labor. It helped those companies use third parties to shield their actions in implementing slave labor in their supply chain. So I would assume that any kind of litigation would probably follow that Supreme Court ruling, which I believe was last year.
So, Jonathan, if another company can't go to court to prevent the importation of products made with forced or slave labor, certainly the Biden administration, under the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, can do so, because they do have the authority to enforce U.S. laws on goods made with such labor, correct?
Correct. But we know multiple companies are producing in the region and utilizing slave labor throughout the country. And so it's up to the companies to act first. Government, in waiting for government to act, we're always going to be late to the punch.
Gordon, final question for you. Did you anticipate this lifting of the tariffs on solar panels? Are there other tariffs that we can expect to be lifted in these coming weeks and months?
I think that there will be a lot of waivers for the Section 301 tariffs imposed by the Trump administration, and the Biden Commerce Department will do that. Yes, we can expect more lifting of tariffs. And with regard to the solar tariffs, I was worried that it was going to happen. I don't know I could say that I'd expect it, because I didn't think they would do something that was so damaging to American manufacturing. But there it is. They did it.
Jonathan Bass is the CEO of PTM Images in California. He's an onshoring advocate. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bass.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.